The diamante-edged veil that covered her face scanned from left to right and back again, as if the eyes beneath it were taking in the beaming smiles, the tissues being dabbed under brush-like eyelash extensions, the hats so large they could double as manhole covers, and the men who were surreptitiously checking their watches to see if there was any chance of getting out of there and to a TV before the game started on Sky Sports. The steps of her ivory shoes slowed as she neared the front, where her groom waited, her soulmate, her best friend, and all the other clichés that almost every bride spouted about the man she was marrying. He reached over, lifted her veil, and there she was. Caro could hear her own screams now as she took in the scene. It was her father who had lifted the veil, and it was her mother who was standing there at the end of the aisle, dressed in white, her face now revealed, her lips moving. "Don't do it, Caro," she was saying. "Please, don't get married." There was a fearful gasp as Caro sat bolt upright in bed, her whole body in panicked fight or flight mode. Racing pulse, shaking hands, chest tighter than a bride's corset. Every night this week, the same dream. Every morning, the same reactions. Fear, dread, denial, panic, realization. Then a whole lot more fear, dread, and panic. The sound of her rapid breathing was loud enough to stir half of her duo of comatose bridesmaids, the one that was sleeping beside her on the Super King bed. Summoning huge effort, Chrissy managed to open one eye, but it came at the price of a loud groan, followed by a hoarse,
"Are you okay? Oh, holy crap. Oh, what did we drink last night?"
Caro paused, the deafening thud of her beating heart drowning out everything else. Until that moment, she hadn't realised that it was even possible to hear the functions of her internal organs. "Tequila," she murmured, wincing. "That might be why I can still hear a mariachi band banging in my skull." With a low moan of pain, Chrissy pushed herself up until her back rested against the headboard. Her chestnut hair looked like something eagles would nest in. The previous night's makeup gave her a waxy look that wouldn't be out of place in any Netflix series featuring the undead. And her red silk shirt, so sexy the night before, had lost some of its on-point style now that it was on backwards and adorned with a scarlet garland of tinsel procured from an unsuspecting tree in the early hours of the morning. "You should FaceTime Ben," Caro muttered, referring to Chrissy's 14-year-old son. "It would save you the next few years of lecturing him about the evils of alcohol. One sight of us, and he'll never touch the stuff."
"Yeah, but he'd be scarred for life, and it would cost me a fortune in therapy."
Chrissy tried to shake her head, but realised the error of her ways when a searing pain shot through her left temple.
"Ouch! Ah, I'm going to have to face forwards for the rest of my life."
She continued speaking, using staccato words with absolutely no head movement.
"Anyway, a happy wedding day, Mrs. Cammy to-be. I would have said your new surname, but I think I've got amnesia."
"Jones," Caro murmured. How many times had she said that name in her head? Yet still, it didn't feel real. Caro Jones. Mrs. Caro Jones. Wife of Cameron Jones, commonly known as Cammy. Love of her life. Best friend. Easy on the eye. In just a few hours, that was who she'd be. The thought brought on another lurch of panic, and she could feel that familiar sensation of her ribs closing in to squeeze the life out of her. There was a stirring from the floor at the end of the bed, before a head slowly appeared over the footboard, blinking in the light like someone emerging from underneath an avalanche after at least a fortnight in the snow.
"What did I miss?"
Jen croaked.
It's...